Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey. It's a WIP afternoon show.
Was it Fat Albert?
Yep. Hey. That's Ike Reese. I'm Spike Eskin. Jack Fritz over there. It is the new afternoon show. Big game tonight. Sixers Heat. I am glad they're in the play-in. I feel like the energy of beating Jimmy Butler. If you can't win these games and getting into the playoffs, you stink. Get out of here anyway. The energy of beating the Heat and beating Jimmy Butler in this game is worth the extra game. I think.
I actually buy into that a little bit. You sold me on that.
Yeah.
You know, you were talking about this weeks ago.
Yep.
About being in the play. And this is even when we thought Milwaukee would be the number two seed.
Yep.
So you even had sort of a path through that angle that would also be sort of mentally beneficial to the Sixers and us as fans as far as getting us ready to make this march or journey through the playoffs. Yeah, I it's almost like having a tune-up.
Yeah.
Right, it's like having a tune up before the playoffs start.
Absolutely,
so you're like
paying
that.
The toll. You got to pay the toll.
Yeah,
pay the toll to go over the bridge. So here it is, again. I have great respect, deep respect, for the callers and listeners to WIP, specifically the new afternoon show with Ike Reese, Spike Eskin, and Jack Fritz. But some things have gotten out of hand. There is a new sheriff in town. We need some rules. It is with great respect and honor that I introduce the Bill of Spike, the rules for calling the WIP afternoon show. A polite society, an organized society, a civilization has rules, and we will have rules for calling the WIP afternoon show. Yes, Chuck, even you. Rule number one, get to the point immediately. First things first, your sports point or whatever the primary topic is first. If you have a problem with another caller, we will get to it, maybe, but it will not be the first thing. Rule number two, please do not ask how we're doing. We're great. We're having such a good time. This is such a good job. It is silly. We all like each other.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to ask us.
We're doing fine.
We're doing fine. Appreciate you.
What if it's after a tough loss?
Then we're not doing fine. Obviously.
You know, it's common courtesy.
Don't need to ask.
But if someone isn't
yes.
looking. Hold on. But you're
different.
Walking around your neighborhood at 6 a.m. when it's dark out with your double sweatshirted up and they don't give a little head
Stop
nod.
Stop kissing the caller's asses. I know what you're doing.
I love these people.
I love them too.
Mm.
That's why. Look,
that's debatable.
You love your kid, right?
Sometimes.
You're going to give him rules?
I'm just kidding. Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm not like a authoritative guy.
Oh, Walker's going to run all over there.
The kid's going to be up until 2 in the morning.
Yes, exactly. Playing video games.
Yeah, eating chocolate cake for dinner. So don't ask us how we're doing.
Okay.
Number 3, no speakerphones.
Yeah, well, that's me. That's not them.
Well, it's on them.
Yeah, but I'll take personal responsibility for the speaker.
I don't worry, and you'll get blamed.
Yeah. Well, you both get blamed. And if you're on a speakerphone, just take the L. Do not ask us for a second to take us off speakerphone. We've already hung up. I'm already on to the next caller. Rule number 4. Don't tell me the rules. I'll tell you the rules.
Very laying on the hammer early.
Yeah. I've had a few callers say, you know what? That can't be the rule. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's the rule. Don't tell me the rules. I'll tell you the rules.
That's right.
Number 5. You can greet the hosts in any order possible, but please limit the times you passive-aggressively do not say hello to one of us. I can see what you're doing. If you call up and you say hi to Ike and Jack and don't mention me,
right.
You say hi to, you know, Jack, don't mention me and Ike,
right.
We're not doing that. We're all friends here. If you're going to say hi, say hi to
say
all
hi
three
to
of
everybody.
Us. Yeah. Now, you don't have to say hi to anybody, by the way. You can
just
go.
You don't have to,
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can just go.
Now, here's my quick follow-up.
Yeah.
Let's say perhaps a caller wants to call in and say, hey, can I get Jack's take on the Phillies, but not your guys' takes on, like, is that...
I'll drop the call.
That's going to cause a problem?
Yeah,
okay, yeah.
I'll drop the call.
Because it has caused problems in the past, and I just wanted to see how that would go on the new show.
If you're going to host that ridiculous Sixers podcast,
to Ricky Council?
I am going to be able to answer the Phillies question.
All right, no, it's fine. Yeah. I want you guys to answer the Phillies question.
Yeah.
I just want to see how it would go if a caller did call
in. This is what you're doing. The speed limit's 65, and you're like, well, but what if there's an emergency? Speed limit 65.
Yeah. Well, I'm just playing out a scenario of where this could possibly happen.
I have seen that scenario happen before where somebody has called up and said, well, I just want to get Jack's opinion on the Phillies. Now, it doesn't offend me at all. I'm like, go right ahead.
You know what? I'm going to change my opinion.
I can see you changing your opinion real quick in there.
If you greet all three hosts and you want to ask Jack something specific about the Phillies,
right. We
can let that slide.
Yeah. You can't call up to the show and be like, let me talk to Jack.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
Well,
and finally, last but not least, the 6th rule of the Bill of Spike. Do not say any of the hosts only got the job because of their dad.
But there's only one person that would...
You never know. You never know.
You know,
standing up for everybody here.
I'm standing up for everybody. My dad definitely did not help me get this job.
Yeah. My dad still doesn't know I have this job. I'm just kidding. My dad doesn't like when we talk too much sports. That's the
really?
Yeah.
He likes the fun.
Yeah, he's like, no sports.
Yeah, he wants all the other stuff without the sports talk.
Yeah, no sports talk. Too boring.
He wants 4 hours of Monica Lewinsky, Bill Clinton chat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, I mean, obviously.
There you have it. Rule of Spike. The Bill of Spike, the rules are ingrained. They are in stone. They are posted on the wall. They are tattooed on my abdomen.
Not negotiable?
No. I don't think so.
Okay.
Solid Bill.
Thank
you.
Yeah, I mean, a little cold.
But you know what, though?
Sometimes
you need that a little bit.
You need that. We need structure here.
I'm all for structure. I feel like we've gotten out of control on the show.
Okay.
You know?
You seem very concerned about the dad thing. I don't know if that has to be on the Bill of Spike.
Well, that's because he gets that a lot.
No. I'm mostly thinking of you two in that. I am mostly thinking of you two in that.
All right, well, we'll see how it goes. We'll see how the callers react to it.
I like it.
As always, I'm on the caller's side.
Yeah.
And listen, they'll fight against it.
They will.
But eventually, they'll conform.
They will fall in line.
Yes, they will.
They'll fall in line or they will fall out of order.
Out of the rotation. Except for Herb, right?
And nobody wants that.
No, Herb's
he's the only one that.
Yeah.
Because he's not going to come in with any sports points.
No. Herb gets the exception, but because.
I hope there's a live cam on you for the first Herb call. just see how this is going. Like when he's doing the whole, like, yay, Eagles run the ball. And, like, I want to see how you interact.
Well, he's definitely. Well, you know what? We used to be able to get him one night because we know he's working tonight.
Okay.
But because somebody snitched on him.
He
said he was on the radio while working.
Which is wrong by that
person. Yeah, come on, man.
What are you doing?
And now he can't drive back and forth.
Working.
Yeah.
Mm.
I Could you see Herb with one of the what was he using? Was he using a headset to talk to us?
Like the big one, like McDonald's?
Yeah, with the speaker where it looked like a head coach on the sideline.
No, I've always kind of envisioned him like, you know, the one sales guy that walks around here with
Dave Dorenzo with the Bluetooth.
I think he sleeps with the Bluetooth.
Exactly who he's talking about.
Dude, he's been walking around the office talking on the Bluetooth for years.
I've never seen anyone else use the Bluetooth since like 2010.
Rob Kalustian has a big Bluetooth.
Yep. Oh, he does.
Big Bluetooth. Sales
he has a big Bluetooth guy. Yeah.
But see, I assume he sleeps with the Bluetooth in.
Yes, he's like, always talking.
It's always on his. That's how I feel like Herb. He's the
so you
big,
figure
the big
Herb's
Bluetooth.
Updated to a Bluetooth.
Yeah. Okay. He can figure out Bluetooth. Yeah.
Okay.
Bluetooth with a cord somehow, though. Do you trust Joel?
Your reviews are not hot early on the Bill of Spike, by the way.
Well, no?
Some Dom Bigby comparisons.
Well.
Yeah, well. Well, calm down. Reviews are not being taken very positively.
No one likes
so far.
Changes, Spike.
Well.
No one, but eventually we conform.
Here's the truth is when you're young, you think your parents are full of it. They're wrong about everything.
Mm-hmm.
But then as you get older, you realize whether you tell them or not, you are mostly right about everything.
Right.
You're gonna fight this, but you're going to realize everything's going to sound better. We're going to have a lot better time because I'm not going to be rolling my eyes waiting for you to get to the point.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even see that. So big game tonight. Do you trust Embiid? Do you trust Maxey? Do you think they go on a run? I believe this is the year. I think it is the year that it all works out for them. 215-592-9494. Cowboy Jim, you're on WIP.
I'm sorry, Spike. Let me give it my point real quick. I'm sorry. Let me cross out my Michael Jackson joke.
There you go.
Johnny Marks joke.
Do it second.
Jack Fritz joke.
Do it second.
Okay, and I never say hello or how you doing, only when the Cowboys are winning.
Okay.
All right, so let me hurry up now. All you typical Sixer fans out there, especially from WIP, I'm just going to call you all cheerleader Barbies. That's all you do. Now, if they had James Harden, then I would give them a chance. There's no chance, but they're on a high note, only a few more days of Tobias Harris, and it's all over. No more of that. And, Jack, are you getting a lesson on the 90s? You must be learning something from all of
this. One day at a time.
Actually, a good show from the 70s.
I love how you all say, if everything goes right. When does everything go right?
That's not what we said.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't say if everything goes right.
Some of your callers, how you doing callers.
You're not calling the callers. You're calling us. And the other thing is, and do you know what completely invalidates your entire call? You said if they had Harden, they would have a chance. Harden in deciding games?
Clippers.
Let me talk. Did you see Harden in deciding games for the Sixers against the Miami Heat and against the Boston Celtics? What happened?
Are you done? Are you done talking?
Now I'm done.
Oh,
yeah.
Now? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Well, I'm just saying that he looks really good with the Clippers. He's and you think with Joel and Maxey are going to lift the team? How? They had Harden and they couldn't go anywhere. You think these two morons are going to take them anywhere?
All
They're
right.
Not going to take them anywhere.
What's
Come
your
on.
Favorite 90s scandal?
Okay. You know, I got the winner. Lisa Left Eye Lopes burning down Andre Rison's house.
That's a good one.
Winner.
It's a pretty good one.
Well, he's not winning.
No,
I can tell you that. But
it
is a good one.
Oh yeah, Left Eye.
Yep, burning down Andre Rison's house.
Yeah, I remember that, man.
He was great, by the way. He's sort of forgotten in terms of the great receivers in history. But
it's funny because he's almost known more for that than he is his actual football career.
Well, and I remember him being part of the receivers when receivers started getting, like, tons of receptions. Like, mm-hmm. Do you remember Haywood Jeffries?
Oh,
remember getting him?
Houston Oilers.
89. There was a whole group of those receivers at that time.
And he was a part of that that whole run-and-shoot offense, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Jerry Rison, man. Yeah, Drake.
Jerry Glanville was a coach then?
Yep. Well, actually in Houston and then in Atlanta. Yeah, with Andre Rison.
Yeah.
Andre Rison, arguably the greatest receiver in Michigan State.
I didn't know he was Spartan.
Yeah. Big dog Rison, man. And Rison is still well known amongst former players. University not as happy with him about some things, but he's still a Michigan State great.
Ike, Jack. Do you think you could do anything that would make your wife burn down the house?
No. Well, I mean, I'm sure I could.
I mean, it's her house too, I guess, in that case, which makes it tougher.
I guess technically I could do something to make her want to do that, but
You wouldn't.
The appropriate question is, I would not do anything that would make her want to burn the house down.
Jack?
Yes.
Would you do anything that would make your wife want to burn the house down?
No.
No.
We're two very non-confrontational people.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Renee's not about to... First of all, she knows how much the house is worth, and pretty much is her house. so she's not going to burn the house down.
Burn her own house down.
Yeah, she's not going to burn the house. Most of the stuff in there is hers.
Is hers.
Yes.
That and Pottstown, you're on WIP.
Hey, first time, last time. I'm going to get right to my scandal point, okay? Just to say, that guy before me stole it. I was seriously going with the sports angle with the left eye Lopez. But let's go with, I don't know what else was said. How about Mike Tyson? Has anyone brought that one
up?
Yeah. I mean, he had several different scandals, but yeah, just Mike Tyson in the 90s period was a scandal.
Do you have a favorite Mike Tyson scandal?
Just off the top of my head, like I said, I was going the other way, but I would say the ear getting bit off. But how about Hugh Grant? How about Hugh Grant in the car?
Now that's a great one. That's a great one.
So I didn't know about that one until recently. Because I'm a big Hugh Grantsman, you know, Notting Hill.
I love Notting Hill.
Oh, you didn't know about the...
I was like, oh, he's such a great guy, like, you know, and all that stuff. And then, like, well, have you heard this story? I was like, nah, I didn't know about that one.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, I mean,
everybody was like,
yeah. Yeah. You know, he had a little skinny bounce back from it.
Yeah, that was forgive me if I remember it incorrectly, but it feels like mostly a harmless scandal, I remember.
He was just out looking for a little extracurricular activity.
Yeah.
You know, several of our celebrities have been guilty of that.
Do you know, I saw Notting Hill in the theater by
Charles
myself
Barkley.
Two times. I saw Notting Hill two times by myself in the theater. Love that
You're
movie.
You're proud of it, huh?
No, it did happen, though. I'm an open book.
I never got Hugh Grant, though.
No?
Nah. I just, other than I guess he was good looking during that time, I didn't think he was a great actor. Notting Hill.
Notting Hill was good. The height of the Julia Roberts time.
That was the height?
Well, she was riding the wave. Obviously, Pretty Woman is the
moment.
Okay,
I was going to say, yeah, give me a couple more. How about Aaron Brockovich?
Yes. Yeah, Pretty Woman, Aaron Brockovich, but I think Notting Hill, she was a giant star
at that point.
You know?
Yep.
So, Gary in South Philly seems to be unhappy with me. What are you so unhappy about, Gary?
Not unhappy. I missed yesterday's show because I was at the game. Disappointed is more like it. I see. Let me give you my 90s scandal first. Milli Vanilli.
Yes.
Ooh.
Another harmless
one. That's a real good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I see it took you a little less than 2 hours into this show for the Eskin arrogance to show up. Mm. So I won't be calling back. Have a great day.
Oh, wow.
Wow. He wanted to win the prize, though.
Good call, though.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as
Milli Vanilli was.
Milli Vanilli, you remember that? And I was disappointed.
In Milli Vanilli?
Well, yeah, because I was a fan of the song.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't think it's a big deal. Who cares who sung the song?
I agree.
The song is the song.
Yeah.
You know?
But at that time, we didn't have those type of situations where somebody else is singing someone else's song and really has become, I mean, as they were famous, they became popular off the song.
Yeah, you know, I didn't watch the documentary, but I seem to remember them getting someone else to sing the song, not because they couldn't sing,
right. But
because they had accents and they didn't want them singing with the accent. Because the one,
makes sense. Yeah.
It was Robin Fab. One of them died, but the other one still performs occasionally. I saw a video.
Really?
And he can sing. Yeah.
Hold on. Is he singing Girl, You Know It's True?
Girl, You Know It's True, Blame It on the Rain, all that stuff. Yeah.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Hold on. Now, was Blame It on the Rain lip sync? Too?
No, the whole thing was not them. Yeah, they didn't sing any of the songs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who is Milli Vanilli?
So Milli Vanilli was...
Man. Milli Vanilli.
Yeah. So Milli Vanilli was a duo. It was two singers, had long braids, if I remember correctly. They did choreographed dancing, and they had two very, very big songs.
Yep.
Girl, You Know It's True and Blame It on the Rain.
Yep.
Found out during their stardom that they had not sung the songs, even though they were the ones in the video. And they were shamed and disgraced, and everybody got mad at them. And
oh, yeah, their career was over with.
Yep.
Yeah.
Kenny from the Dirty 30, you're on WIP. What's up?
Spike, congratulations on finally making it to the varsity.
Thank you. Oh, I like it.
Enough of that JV stuff up in New York.
Yeah, I hear it.
So I need your advice, Spike.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to my first Sixers game in over 20 years tonight.
Mm. Wow.
I wrote them off a long story. But anyway, what do I expect as pretty much a newbie for this version of the Sixers?
Well, I sort of think with this version of the Sixers, you're going to know what you're going to get in the first 5 minutes of the game. You're not going to know if they're going to win or not, but there is a look that you get out of Embiid when things are not right. And when you start seeing that look, it's over. So there's this thing that he does. This is the thing to watch for tonight, is when he gets frustrated and can't score or something's not going right, he forces it in a way that is definitely not going to work. And he forces it. It doesn't work. He mopes on one side of the court. He doesn't get back on defense. If you start seeing him force things, force the issue, sort of flop, try to get fouled more than he normally does, then I think we're in big trouble. If he plays his game, doesn't keeps his mind in the game, then you're going to have a great time. As far as the experience, look, if they win, it's going to be awesome. If they lose, it's going to suck. That's basically what you can expect from the game on the road.
How can you, from the 30-30, can I get at a Sixers game? Because I know the rules at the Eagles.
Oh, well, I mean, how bad do you want to be?
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, without you losing your FCC license? Or?
I would say be boisterous, but don't be a jerk. There's kids in there. Right. It's not an Eagles game.
It's not an Eagles game.
Yeah.
All right. That's what I was getting at.
What's your favorite 90s scandal?
Well, this already been said, but I have to kind of tie two things you just talked about into something that happened with me. You talked about Monica Lewinsky earlier, and you talked about burning down houses. My second date with my wife, she had me meet her two best friends and their spouses. And me being me, I brought up Monica Lewinsky and basically said, you know, why her? I mean, if you're going to cheat and make it like someone really good looking. And I got the death stares, and it turns out one of my wife's best friends is one of Monica Lewinsky's best friends. Mm. And that almost ended our relationship right there. I mean, who knows her?
Well, I'm sure somebody knows her.
Yeah, that's bad luck, Kenny. That is
that's
as
totally
bad luck
bad
as you
luck.
Can get. Yeah.
So that scandal always stuck with me because it almost got me to, thank God she's still married to me, it almost got me to lose a girlfriend over it.
Mm. That would have been rough.
By the way, Kenny, you were wrong. I don't think Monica Lewinsky was bad looking.
No, Monica Lewinsky's cute, I thought.
Yeah.
If you're the President of the United States and you're going to get busted, don't you want to get someone who would have been in Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue?
Because that's how you get caught.
Yes.
Oh, what am I talking about? Let me shut the hell up.
Yeah. I mean,
good advice.
Thank you for the call, Kenny. I think the truth is, when you are Bill Clinton and you are the president, you can have pretty much, not whatever you want, but the idea of getting a good-looking woman, he's had lots of good-looking. It was the fact that she was an intern and was sort of taboo that he was after. It wasn't her looks. It was something else.
Yep. She was young.
Yep.
She was looking to climb the ladder. Pause. But
yeah.
That scandal rocked the nation.
It did. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That is a good one.
It was.
So, well, good one in that I don't think what happened was good. Coming up next, the big story. I mean, there were several big stories after the Eagles season, but one that stuck is that Jalen Hurts did not show the leadership and the personality within the locker room that the Eagles need to succeed. He talked today for the first time since the end of the season.
Jalen spoke. Whoa.
No cliches either.
What did he say, and does he sound like a changed man? We will hear it next on the brand new afternoon show on WIP.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step and into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, that's right. The brand new afternoon show on WIP. Ike Reese, Spike Eskin, Jack Fritz. Early Phillies game tonight. 6:05 first pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mind that. Don't mind if I do. Start them at 5:30 from now on. In bed by 8:30? Come on. Now, Jalen Hurts spoke for the first time in a long time. We want to know if he is going to be the guy who is going to lead the locker room. Before we do, when I see the Jeff Gordon on the line of Live Nation, I go to the call right away.
Yes.
What's up, man? How are you?
How are you?
When is the WIP Afternoon Show Music Festival happening here in Philadelphia?
Well, we're going to put that together for sure.
All right, good, sure. good.
And again, I don't think I have a controversy, no, more that I think about it.
Yeah.
But in the 90s, there was a upheaval of hair rock to grunge. So I'll say that's kind of a controversy on some level.
You mean just like the hair bands going away, weren't going away for grunge?
Yeah, like, you know, like all the guys that wore makeup and teased their hair then went into Nirvana and Pearl Jam.
Yeah, as a hair band guy, as a poison.
I am too.
Yeah, I was very sad when that happened.
I like the good ones, like Rat, but it got kind of like out of control.
And I'm a Warrant guy. I like Warrant. I'm a Warrant guy. You going to the game tonight?
I am.
They're going to win?
If we don't, we have to move a Bad Bunny concert. So, yes, I want them to win. I've got duplicity here. I want them to win as a fan, as well as I don't want to move the show.
Oh, right, so, because if they lose, they have to play Friday, and that's when the Bad Bunny concert is.
Yes, sir. So we need a win.
Oh, boy.
Let's cheer on a win. And I really think the true difference is Nick Nurse. That's my opinion.
You know, it's a good point. We haven't talked about Nurse at all and what Embiid has gone through. You know, I always liked Brett Brown. I was a Brett Brown guy. But clearly, Brett Brown and the version of Doc Rivers we got was not what Joel needed at his apex. And the way that Embiid has played this year with Nurse, the way that he's passed, I never even thought he was capable of being a passer like he has been this year. I think it's all Nurse. I think he has buy-in, and I think he's been much better defensively, too, and I think that's Nurse.
And with respect to the Flyers and Danny B and Jonesy and Dan Helferty and everybody over there, they did a great job with what they had, and we'll see what happens in the future. And we trust in Holly.
Well, I wish you luck with the Bad Bunny concert.
Maybe you'll be a reasonable bunny.
Yeah. Reasonable bunny, maybe?
Well, you know what's funny?
Yeah.
Our friend Ike Richmond said, maybe we should bring back hip-hop.
Oh, there you go. Well, I don't know.
The other bunny.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he'd sell quite as many tickets as Bad Bunny.
No. We're sold out. Yeah. I want them to win like nobody's business.
Fingers crossed for you. It's good to hear your voice.
All right, bless you.
All right, see ya. So Jalen Hurts, you know, the quarterback is always going to be the story here. Obviously, he wasn't the only one who failed down the stretch with the Eagles last year. But when you win, the quarterback gets the credit. When you lose, the quarterback gets the blame. And one of the things that people talked about pretty consistently from local reporting to national reporting is that the Jalen's way, personality style, was not that of what the team needed from a leader down the stretch, from the quarterback.
Yeah.
Also, even just his general sort of not straight-laced, but you know what I mean, no emotion sort of thing does not work. So he spoke today for the first time, and we did hear him talk about some of these things. The first thing he talked about was the Eagles moving on and getting a new offensive coordinator.
think as a player, I definitely yearn for the sustainability and the consistency there. As you know, a coach style serves for his offensive line room. As a quarterback, I yearn for those things in the play caller and the quarterback coach, because you kind of see how consistency in those areas can breed excellence, and his track record kind of shows for that. So that's definitely something that I desire. I find myself in a situation very similar to college in terms of having a constantly revolving, thing and door in terms of coordinators and coaches.
He doesn't sound thrilled that Brian Johnson is no longer here. Now, do you like Ike? Do you like that he vocalized his displeasure? Or is that like you're coming back? Don't you just say, loved playing for Brian, excited to work with Kellen?
It's the first time I heard. So I hadn't heard the quotes, right? I saw them, but I hadn't heard them. And you hear him speak.
Yeah. Revolving door hit me pretty hard.
Yeah. And he's choosing his words deliberately. And he knew what he wanted to say before he got up there. Yeah, I would have liked to have heard more of a blind endorsement of what direction the organization is going into. Because it would sort of give you the implications that he's all in with Kellen Moore being here, new ideas, fresh ideas, and you want him to be excited about those things.
Yeah, like I want to be, maybe, I don't know if I'm defending him here. Mm-hmm. It's a tough balance to strike between we don't want him to be a robot because that is what we are criticizing him for.
Sure.
So on some level, if he is unhappy, he wants some consistency. On some level, I want him to be honest about that.
Yeah.
I do think that there is a way to craft that and make it sound like you're disappointed that the team didn't play well enough to keep Brian here, but right. Also you've seen the resume of success that Kellen Moore has, and you're excited to learn and grow and be better. But he was being honest,
yeah.
Which sometimes, he usually just seems irritated to be doing these press conferences. He doesn't sound that way, but he did sound honest, you know?
Yeah, and listen, you can't fault a guy for giving you his true and honest feelings, and that's not what I'm doing. It's the reason why we're discussing these comments.
Right.
Because had he just said, I'm looking forward to working with Kellen Moore. I know what his track record is. I know the success he's had in this league. We got some new ideas. We got some new weapons that we brought in. I'm just excited to get started to work and learn the offense and make sure we got this thing humming. Like harping back on Brian Johnson not being here or moving on from coaches. Don't get me wrong. I'm not being critical of Jalen. I'm just taking what I'm taking away from what he's saying.
You're just trying to figure out where his head is
at
based on what he's saying.
That's all I'm doing. Yeah. I'm just taking, I'm trying to read into what he's saying. And it does seem like there is some consternation there about changing coordinators again.
Right.
Right? Like that's really what he was trying to get across, is that I would be a better player, or I think most – units are better when there is some consistency there. If they know they got the same coaching, the same philosophies and those things, they can tend to, I guess, hone your skills and perfect the offense. And he's almost speaking more to, okay, I'm dancing around it. It's almost as if he wants to give himself an excuse if he doesn't exceed or succeed.
Right.
Well, is that now I'm in another offense again, and you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like the Eagles aren't going to look at it that way.
So he did talk about Kellen Moore and that offense. Here's what he had to say.
I'm just in sponge mode. I'm letting them do what it is they're going to do, and then we kind of adjust from there. You know, I think the thing that we all have to understand is the importance of a foundation in something. And so – I want the coaches to, declare their foundation in terms of what they want something to be, how they want it to look, And then obviously you're gonna adjust from there. I think when that foundation isn't as strong as you want it to be, you know, it may not, you know, last as long or be as good in the end. And so that's something that we don't want to happen. So I'm just trusting the process in terms of what they're doing, what Coach Kellen is doing, Coach Doug and everyone. And I'm just being a player, trying to learn as much as I can.
Well, all right, so I hear that, and I hear what I hear is I'm a player. They're the coaches. When they set forth the plan as to what they want us to do, what they want me to do,
right,
then I'm going to try to go out and execute it to the best of my abilities. Now, we got to remember, the last time he spoke at the end of the season.
Players play, coaches coach.
Man, that's what came to my mind.
Yeah.
Is his comments when he said that coaches coach, players play, GM's GM. Like, I'm a player. So all I my job is just they give me the instructions and I go out and do it. I guess it sounds more robotic and calculated in the answers versus he's a part of what's going on. You're the face of the franchise. You're the franchise quarterback. I don't need you to come off as if you're controlling everything, you're running the show, but you are a part of this. And to me, it just feels like he's saying, well, I'm a player. I'm going to let the coaches do what they do. I'm a player, and when they give it to me, I'll try to do my best with it.
His personality is so much different than any other quarterback I can ever remember. Yeah. Even, you know, Donovan had his sort of passive-aggressive mm-hmm. moments or whatever, but it seems like quarterbacks are either Carson-y in that all they do is say the cliches or whatever, mm-hmm. or they are sort of the opposite. You get the Joe Burrows, Tom Brady, guys that seem into it, sincere, all that kind of stuff. This, I have trouble, honestly, I have trouble even guessing what he actually feels.
Yeah, I come away from this, and maybe there's more there, Jack.
There's one more.
Okay,
yeah.
I'll tell you what I was hoping to hear.
Well, can we play the last
yes,
one?
Yes, go
Why
ahead.
Don't we play the last one? Because somebody asked him about culture setting.
Okay.
And I think this is an important one.
You said at the end of last year that different years required different things from you and from everybody. What do you feel like you need to do different this year in that regard that, you know, to what you said?
You know, I think leaving it to no one else to set the culture and how I want it to be. Communicating that with everyone above and communicating that with my teammates and carrying it.
So he says, you're not. He didn't say it's on him.
Yeah, I'm just, this is a new beginning. You're the face of the franchise. I like to hear a little more excitement about, and maybe the questions weren't asked, so maybe I'm spitballing and everything that, and maybe I'm being unfair, and if I am, I apologize, but I'm telling you as what I was expecting to hear, what I would like to hear. I would like to hear more excitement about working in this offense, working with the new players that they have, Saquon Barkley, getting into meeting rooms with Kellen Moore and figuring out how can we be explosive, how can we, like, that's the stuff that I would have wanted to hear. It just seems more like it's a robotic answer that, does he seem like he's attached?
No, but he never seems attached to anything.
Yeah, I guess. And I guess that's just him. I don't know, man. When you're the face of the franchise, dude, like, you should be an extension of what the front office is saying. Like, he isn't under some sort of contract situation. It's not like Dak, who's on the last year of his deal, and he doesn't know if he's going to be there.
Right.
Those type of things. Like, you're here.
You're the future.
You're the face of the franchise.
Yeah.
Like, why does it sound like you're just another employee on the, like, just another player on the team? That's just me.
Jack, did anybody ask him about AJ Brown?
No AJ Brown question.
They might ask him about his excitement. for the his new teammates, the new offense.
You just asked about Saquon.
Okay.
Yeah. And it, I mean, I have it. It's just, it's
you,
not,
you didn't
it's,
get anything from it?
No.
Okay. Okay. Maybe it's just me putting too much into it. That's because that's what everybody will tell me. Oh, leave him alone. You're putting too much into it, too much thought into it. I just want to hear him feel like he's more connected to what they're doing. Like, this is supposed to be an exciting time for this offense. He has tons of weapons around him. I would want to hear how excited he is to get out here on the field with these guys. And we got a lot of work to put in before we get to next season. It could be a dangerous offense. We could do some real my mind is – I lay up at night wondering, like, all the things that we could do with this offense and
that's
the players
that we
have.
That's not him, though.
Yeah, but why?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you want to hear his excitement level for the new offense?
Yeah, here we go.
I mean, you're gonna be jumping out of your seat. I'm just letting you know he's so excited.
Yeah, I'm excited to work with him. I know they have a history of doing really good things, and I've actually Coach Nuss recruited me to Florida back then, and when I was coming out of high school. So I have a pre-existing relationship with him. We're just all excited. You know, I know they're kind of finalizing some of the things and, you know, crossing their T's and dotting their I's in terms of, you know, what it's exactly going to be. But I'm just all ears. You know, I'm a sponge and, you know, I think there's, you know, some beauty in that.
You ready to run through a brick wall in there?
Do you know what?
It's April. Wait. You know, I'll be told I'm overreacting. It's April. Who cares what he says in April? So, forget about the old curmudgeon player who used to play. That I just hadn't heard from my guy all off season, and it's the first time he speaks. I don't know. Maybe I'm expecting too much. Nothing's changed. Put it that way.
Well, the good news is that is Instagram with AJ.
The good news, Instagram.
The good news is that AJ Brown's Instagram profile picture is Tom Brady. Look, things are fine.
AJ, Tom Brady.
I don't want to upset AJ.
No, we don't need to read into it, I guess. You know, AJ has allowed to put whoever he wants in his profile picture.
Well,
he never played with Tom Brady before.
Making something
normal
out
stuff.
Of nothing.
Normal stuff.
Totally normal. Wonder what he thinks of Kellen Moore.
We'll try to get to the bottom of that one.
I just called on to that.
Jerry, you're on WIP. Jerry.
What's up, fellas?
What's going on, man?
It's a pleasure to talk to you, Spike. Now that you're back in Philly, everything can just kick off. So, you know, this station, to me, has three of the most knowledgeable guys on the East Coast as far as three different sports. We got Spike with basketball, the Sixers, who's a guru. We got Jack, the professional baseball analysis, and we got the other true guy of football, Mr. Ike Reese. So I really take a pride in calling your show, and you guys let me call the show and blowing my truck horn, because next time you hear my truck horn, Spike,
yes, sir,
it'll be next week with a real truck horn. I will be on the road driving, and that's a fact.
Wait, so I don't know the backstory. Are you not driving currently?
Right now, no.
Okay.
I am not. I had a couple bumps. Jack and I can fill you in on what happened. I was in a terrible accident, almost lost my life.
You're almost back. You're going to be back next week.
I'm back. I'm just not back in a truck yet, which will happen. I'm flying to Chi-Town on Sunday.
Absolutely.
And I'll be rolling back to the East Coast or wherever, and then you're going to hear the real horn, Spike, soon. Okay?
Amazing. Congratulations on battling back. Looking forward to you driving and hearing the truck horn while it's on the road. The Sixers going to win tonight? You have faith in Embiid?
Yeah, I have faith in Embiid, but I agree with Ike to give Maxey the chance to make that shot. Because if he makes that shot, on your point, Spike, that it could change the whole freaking thing of the playoffs. And, like, you're right. They won't need to double-team him. they won't need, you know, they may have to why, okay, well, Maxie gets the ball, with, you know, he drains a three from nowhere, so anywhere. So that possibly could just happen, and I really think that will happen. So I got the one last thing of your thing for the day.
Yeah, 90s, and your favorite 90s scandal.
The Biggie Tupac.
Still
to this day has not been resolved, and they still don't have a – they arrested somebody not too long ago, but they still don't have a proper shooting for either one of them, and it's been dragging on for years. There's all kinds of shows, Netflix, you name it. All that stuff is still out there, and they still don't have a freaking – they still don't have an answer of who killed who.
Thank you for the call, Jerry. Congratulations on getting back to the truck. So we have to pick a winner.
And we do have an answer who killed Biggie and Tupac.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't need to be dry snitching on the radio airwaves here.
Well, I mean, it's
– well, I mean, Keefe D is definitely going to jail for Orlando Anderson killing Tupac.
Yeah.
And let's face it, Suge had Biggie killed. We all know this.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Now, hold on. So
you know Suge does a podcast from jail?
I saw that. I tell you, people in jail living pretty good, man. Podcasts, cell phones, internet service.
Yep. Everyone's got a podcast. Everyone's got a podcast. Now, you just unleashed the Bill of Spike, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, how do you feel about, you know, a caller starring the show with the truck horn?
It's fine.
Okay, that one counts.
Yeah, I wasn't sure how you were going to handle
it. Nah, that guy, I mean, you almost die in a car crash. God bless him.
Yeah.
When he's on the road... Maybe we'd do one truck horn instead of like six of them, but I'm good with him.
Okay.
So, okay, in a second, we're going to pick our favorite 90s scandal, pick the winner. But before that, the Twitter poll of the day brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers. I can tell you, speaking of engagement, people on Twitter are thrilled about the Bill of Spike. They are. They are just celebrating it.
Really?
Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with diamond engagement rings for every budget. Online at marks-jewelers.com. The question, Sixers are down two with the ball on the final possession. Who do you want taking the final shot tonight? 56% say Embiid, 44% say Tyrese Maxey. So we did the morning show side question today in honor of John Wayne Bobbitt not only losing his... you know, friends. His manhood, losing 10 toes as well. Favorite 90s scandal. Look, Biggie and Tupac coming in right under is a good one.
Millie Vanilli.
Millie Vanilli.
It's a good one.
Good one.
Tanya Harding and Nancy Kerrigan.
Yeah.
The famous Detroit.
Yep.
Detroit Japan
Super Bowl.
Love a hammer.
Also Norway.
Exactly right. Yep. Tyson Buddy Holyfield, Pam Anderson, Tommy Lee, Andre Rison.
Yep.
A lot of big answers. Hugh Grant.
Yep.
Yeah. And we did the Bill Clinton one.
Yeah, I know. Clinton, yeah. I know which one I think. What do you think?
Well, as far as 90s scandal.
Yeah.
I got to admit, Jerry the Truck Horn guy came in with the hammer at the end. I mean, Tupac and Biggie. Yeah. Tupac and Biggie's deaths. I don't know if there was anything, at least for me. Maybe for other people. For me, that's probably the biggest one.
The only thing that I think is close is the president sleeping with an intern and staying the president.
Yes.
Is pretty wild. And then becoming an honorary member of the black community.
Man, he was living it up.
Yeah.
Hey, it was booming times in the 90s, man.
You want to break the tie, Jack?
I'll go with Lewinsky.
To
break the tie.
That doesn't break the tie. Lewinsky, yes.
Yeah, okay. I don't know if you know this, but she was a part of that.
Yes. who was the caller?
That was Derek and Paoli.
Derek and Paoli. Congratulations, Derek and Paoli. Look, I mentioned early Phillies game, 6:05 start. That means leads off next on the new afternoon show, WIP.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores. Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.